We have somebody join us. Can they hear me? I hope they can finally hear me.
What's going on?
Wait, can you hear me though?
Can you hear me though?
I can hear you though.
There we go.
There we go. Let's go ahead and wait on. We're gonna wait on MJB. We're gonna give her a little minute or two to join. MJB just joined. Can you hear us?
Is she there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, there we go. All right. Millie rock on any block. I hurt myself. But anyway, now I want everybody who's listening out there in TV land or will be listening, future context. This is Henny Tings. It's your boy once again, King Swag. You know what I'm saying? We have my boy R Squared in the building. We got MJB once again. Some more of the Henny Tings fam. It's what it is. This is what we're doing. I want y'all to just, you know what I'm saying? Y'all hear them? Y'all hear the pelicans in the background?
Y'all hear the pelicans?
I don't know what that is.
Wait.
Oh, damn. That
he's
was
getting King down Combs. in that room right there.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing my thing. It's King Combs, Diddy's son, his clone. He gonna fuck the whole summer. But anyway, this is Henny Tings. It's your boy King Swag. We got R Squared. We got MJB. We're in the building. And we're gonna touch on like some random topics. I'm not sure what the fuck we're gonna even talk about.
This is organic. I thought the topic.
Well, what's the topic?
I thought the topic was going to be about what I do for a living.
All right. We could do that. All right, that's gonna be the topic. All right, go ahead. Okay. Start it off. Since this is what she does for a living, we're going to touch on that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to force my opinion on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not many people understand what it is that I do for a living. People try to understand. But I'm an administrative assistant. Okay? So what my job duties entail is basically we are the middle men, okay, of a company that it's between health insurance and the patient/participant, okay? So what we do there, we basically verify patient demographics, and we also verify, you know, the people.
Pause. All these technical terms to say that they the motherfucking middleman. They the middleman of this shit. They over here taking people's money. You call in, you say your grandma got a broken leg, hip, back, her neck and her back. Everything hurt. And they go, hey, we got you. We gonna go ahead and take care of this. But listen, we need a percentage of this. They don't let you know that, but they go, we need a percentage.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this.
Oh, damn.
Shake your body, don't stop.
Oh, what?
All you ladies pop your pussy like this.
Oh, damn.
Shake your body, don't stop. Don't miss.
Oh,
just
damn.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Hey. Do it. Do it now. Lick
hey.
Good, hey. Just like you should.
Oh, goddamn.
Now, lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should.
My neck. My her back.
Lick my pussy and my
oh,
back.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
That shit was yes. So real.
That's what old people go through. That's what old people go through.
The old people, they pussy, they neck, and they back be hurting them. And we here to touch on those topics right now. MJB is a part of this association by the man. No, I'm joking. She's just a part of this. And, you know, in all honesty, she's just explaining what her job is. And what it entails. Now, in my opinion, from what she said, I didn't mean to cut her off, but thank you, R Squared, by the way, for that intro. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Khalees.
For sure.
You know what I'm
for
saying?
Sure, sure.
And everybody neck and they back hurting. They pussy and they crack. It's all hurting. It's all fucking hurting. But you know,
it's swollen.
It done got swole up and everybody they trying to get their cut. They're trying to get a cut. They're trying to make some money off of our necks on our backs hurting. So while you have the actual, in my opinion, before I even dig into this, because I'm about to dig into it. I'm going to let MJB go ahead and like spit her two cents further on the topic. I'm gonna mash up the pumpernickel because I'm about to run in this topic like a motherfucker. So go ahead and explain what it is you do, you know what I'm saying, for the people or lack thereof. Not you per se, but just the company. Continue. Go right ahead, MJP. Lead us into this.
Yeah, well, technically, yes, it is for the people because, like I said, we are the middlemen, but it's like we're in between the company and the people because we need to, you know, help these people find other individuals that are willing to, you know, take the time to assist them or aid them in their home, you know. But the good thing about the company that I work for, they also pay the patient / participants' family members just to also take care of them in their own home, which is fantastic, you know. To be honest with you, that's something that I respect so very much because there's so many people out there that need to take care of their family members, and it's difficult because, you know, in corporate America, it conflicts because they need to have a job in order to pay bills and eat, you know. And the thing is, with this company, what, you know, we do, we make it easier for these people to take care of their, you know, their loved ones in their home, you know, and get paid, you know. So it, depending on the insurance will cover, you know, up to a certain amount of money for the taking care of these individuals. Okay, so it's something that it's at the end of the day, it's beneficial for the participants, that's, you know, patient, because they have the say and who they want to basically take care of them. Okay, because at the end of the day, they're considered to be the employer, you know. They're the bosses of the people that are getting contracted. Okay, so it's like it's pretty interesting what it is that I do as well, because we need to verify, like I said, not only the patient demographics, but also the person that's going to work for them. You know, we need to make sure that their background is clean before we actually put them through the process of the program. So that's basically what it is that I do. It just, you know, of course, it requires a lot of reading, a lot of paperwork, but that's basically what it is. It's just making sure the people, the workers' background is clear in order to work for these people. Yellow.
So that's what you do. That's what, yeah, you explain. Yeah, basically
what I do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
basically
all
what
I
want to
insert. I'm gonna insert one thing. That's all I'm gonna do.
Oh my god.
Squirples.
Oh my
now,
god.
Now, I only inserted that because it's real. Your company, what you do is help people obviously get jobs, clear their insurance so they can work and take care of their family members, so on and so forth. And some of them aren't even their family members. Now, anyone who's listening to this, I want you guys to, I'm going to paint a picture for you guys. I'm going to paint a picture. Now, say your grandma, she gets hurt. She breaks her hip, her neck, and her back. She needs taken care of. Now, you hit up this company, you like, and this is not just her company that she works for specifically. I'm just talking about multiple companies. And you're like, hey, you know, this is the insurance, this is the deal, so on and so forth. And like, sure, we'll pay for this, you know, it's okay. But what they do is your insurance is supposed to cover X, Y, Z in regards of the treatment and what have you. And they're like, hey, we're going to pay the person who works in the office who is just clearing the paperwork, like what, you know what I'm saying, certain people do, MJB. But we're going to clear that. We're going to clear that. And we're going to give her, say, X amount of dollars per hour. And all I'm going to say is this. Look, while you're the person who is actually out there wiping Nana's ass, you all up in them booty cheeks. You all up in them. All right? You over here help. You don't lift her up. She 150 pounds. You don't broke your back for Nana. And you done broke your back, Fanana. And they're like, oh, we're going to pay you $9.75 an hour. What the fuck is that? So they giving you, say, $10 an hour while they giving this motherfucker $14, $15, whatever the much it is. That's the middleman. The middleman making $15 an hour while you who's actually doing the work, the slave. Like, I'm not trying to break. Look, Uncle Sam, I don't give a fuck. I'm keeping it 100. Now, I'm keeping it 100. It's okay. I get it. Cool. I understand how society works. There's middlemen for everything. I mean, even if you go back, Tony Montana, drug days. Cool. Whatever. There is always a middleman in any and everything in which that we do. But I mean, you have someone who's actually like slaving themselves, like carrying a 150-pound purse and wiping their ass, you know, giving them a bath, a sponge bath. Oh, yeah, baby. All up on them titties. Now, you doing that and you're only giving that motherfucker like an hour, was the person that all they did was clear them for work made 15. What the fuck is up with society? Look, this is to touch back on Kanye West's like slavery shit in a whole nother form. Do y'all not see what the fuck is going on? What do you guys want to be? The cattle, the sheep, the shepherd? Like, look at that. Look at that. Like, and I'm sorry, like, we're only touching on this topic for a brief moment in time, because this is something that's been going on since the beginning of time. I mean, I only quoted Young Thug, you know, Power, because in that song, what he's talking about is he first gets into rap and he's talking about first you get that money, then you get the power. He's talking about you need to first do certain things in order to get power. There are certain things that need to be done in order to get the power. Don't you think that's what society has done? This is the game that we're playing. So, I mean, MJB, if you want to talk a little bit further on what you do, you know what I mean, feel free. R squared, if you want to chime in. If we want to change the whole topic, let's change the whole topic. Skeet, skeet, this is what we're doing. Go right ahead.
I just feel like the whole point of this is to really feel like what you do, is that really what you want to do? Are you getting paid enough to do what you do?
Ooh, that boy do you went deep. He went deep.
Do you really want to do what you're doing right now at this very second for the rest of your life? Do you want to clean houses for the rest of your life? Do you want to work at Ross for the rest of your life? Do you want to work at McDonald's for the rest of your life? All these little things, do you want to do that forever? No, you really don't. And look at what you really want to do. Do you want to pursue your passions? If it's, I don't know, a nurse, you want to be a doctor. Do you want to be an EMT, or I don't know, you want to work in corporate? Then go for it. Go for it. Don't get paid this minimum wage to live a basic ass life. Don't fall into the system. And me personally, being part of this show, I'm always here to pursue basically my dreams and wanting to others to pursue their dreams and their passions too. So I don't know, me dealing with friends, or not dealing with, but like being a part of their lives, like these people right now that we're talking on the show, I always feel like I'm always trying to push the boundaries and push the norm. Because I'm not here for norms.
I like what you're saying. And all I gotta say is this. I ain't got nothing else to say other than
take the bass line out.
Hey.
All I gotta say right here. Now, we're not standing on the corners bopping. Sorry, Jay-Z. But, I mean, I get 100% what R-Squared is saying now. If you look at the way society is, R-Squared is 100% right. Now, are you okay with the life that you're living? I should have, like, a little segment thing that, like, inserts, like, click this link. But, I mean, aside from that, are you okay really with the life that you're living? I mean, it's what we've been fed, it's how we've been grown, it's what we know, and it's okay, it's cool. I mean, it's okay if that's what you're okay with, it's what I'm okay with. I'm not trying to stir up anything. I'm not stirring the pot. I ain't no Kanye. I'm not stirring the pot at all. You know what I'm saying? This is your boy King Swag once again. Henny Tings, MJB, R Squared.
That's the thing, though. Like, you're always okay with stirring the pot. Mm-hmm. It's just, what are you trying to do with stirring that pot?
Exactly. We stir that pot. You get into the seasonings. You get into the good flavors that's in the pot. And it's kind of like, do you guys...
Are you trying to be salty?
You trying to be salty? You trying to be salty? Do you see what's really going on here? Like, do y'all not get it? Do y'all not get it? Like, the world that we live in, yes, it's not perfect. We understand that. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on diplomatically, politically, you know, I mean, musically. There's a whole bunch of different genres of things that pop up, you know what I mean? And possibly even dictate the way that we live our lives. It is what it is. I mean, you got, if you really check into, you have recall on a number of different foods. You have Kanye West talking about he want to make America great again. You know what I'm saying? Supporting a racist as people feel as though, you know, slavery being a choice. You got Trump being a racist. You got him talking about touching pussy. You got so much different shit. You got Migos crashing, beating up people. You got 6ix9ine talking about beef and more beef and rainbow colored hair. Now, listen. Now, I just want everybody to listen. It's okay. That's okay. It's the world we live in. I mean, do what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Insert once again, and I will quote this guy forever. You know what I'm saying? In some way, shape, or form. Get paid, young nigga. Get paid. That's Young Dolph. Get paid. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Make your money. Do what you want to do. Do what you're going to do. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to realize the way the world works, the way the world operates. And you got to do what you want to do, what makes you happy. Otherwise, you're just going to continue to play over and over the same mundane fuckery. Now, I mean, with that being said, I kind of want to touch on a few other topics other than society and its bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean to say bullshit. I'm just saying the stuff that pops up. You know what I'm saying? We all been drinking. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it 100. Our squared been drinking. That's what this whole podcast is about. Our squared had his little sip of them tings. I don't have my sip of them tings. Now, MJB, she ain't had no sip of no tings. She not a drinker like that. But now, at the same time, though, I just want y'all to realize that even though we had our sip of them tings, we still see in perspective of what the fuck is going on. And we just hope you guys do as well. Like, I mean, what do you guys really want to do with your life? Do you want to go to college, spend $50,000 to get a certificate, you know, that helps you make $30,000, $50,000, $40,000, whatever, $60,000 a year? Hey, that's what you want to do. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you guys do your research, there are people out there that are sitting at home that don't have no degrees in anything. They just hackers and web developers and technological gurus that are probably making 2 to 3 times more than what you'll ever make just because they know so much about the internet and the web and all of that other stuff. So what is it that, like, think about it. Like, I'm going to be honest. I'm 30, 31, be 32 this year. I'm going to keep it real. Y'all got my age. Now, King Swag, you know what I'm saying? Now, you guys, like, what is it you really want to do with your lives? Do you want to continue to be cattle, sheep? I could be your shepherd. It's okay. I don't mind. But, I mean, Henny Tings can be the shepherd to lead the way. But, I mean, at the same time, it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, hey, you guys could do so much more with your lives. Don't stay stuck in the same mundane thinking routine to ultimately end up at the same place. Progress yourselves, continue to move forward. do better. Change your thought. Like, keep that wheel spinning. I said that in a different podcast. It was the Kanye West slavery podcast. I said that at the end. I was the last individual to talk, and I said that, listen, you guys may want to start thinking about certain things, and I'm not some conspiracy theorist. The world is the way that it is. It is what it is. But I think everybody needs to start just looking at things for what it is. I mean, it's right there in front of you. It's right there. It's just like when you're in a relationship and you see them red flags, right? You see that motherfucker crazy. You see it. You see that motherfucker crazy. So, come on now, pay attention to what's right in front of you. That's all it is. And we're not saying anything more or less. Okay. So, you know, to touch on what MJB said, the middleman, R Square said, what is it that you really want to do with your life? Is this what makes you happy? Is this what makes you tick? Talk. Tickety talk. I mean, is this what you're cool with? I mean, if you're cool with it, then continue to do that. I'm not trying to stir no type of pot, actually. It's gumbo right now. It's gumbo. Boom. Mm. You know gumbo delicious. If y'all ever had gumbo, by the way.
That is pretty good,
actually. It's delicious. It's delicious. See how to say that? Mm-hmm. Delicious. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. But if y'all never had it, it's cool. Then y'all wouldn't know. Y'all not missing nothing if you never had it then. But if once you do have it, you realize just how good gumbo is. And so if someone, one of your friends come to you and go, I know how to cook real gumbo. And they cook you gumbo. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, oh, this is delicious. Da-da-da. Yeah, it may taste good. But then when you have a real motherfucker cook you some gumbo, you're like, oh, my God, this is delicious. You're just like in awe of how good it tastes, as opposed to what you've been fed, what you've been led to believe. That's all I'm going to say right there. Cattle, sheep, shepherd, sheep. What is it you want to be, man? Dude, what you want to be? You want to be a doctor? You want to be a boat? I don't know what you want to be, but be it. Be the best that you can be. Shit. It's Sandy Tings, man. R Squared, MJB. I mean, if y'all have any last closing statements, go right ahead. Get it all out. Do what you got to do. Right ahead. You sound like she on a payphone. I can't hear you at all, girl. You're on a payphone right now. You at the corner of Sixth Trunk right now. You on the corner and you got some dogs around you. I remember this now. I'm using this example because it actually happened to me. I was on the corner of Sixth Trunk. You know what I'm saying? Drug area, mad hoes, all that other shit. This actually happened to me. If y'all ever think, y'all check my resume. King Swag ain't no bitch. I'm 100% real. And she sound like she on the corner of Sixth Trunk. On that payphone that don't work, that you put your quarters in, and you like, what the fuck is this? But MJB, get it together right now.
If you pay for,
let me see. Can I hear you? Well, you sound terrible. God damn, get away from me, girl.
Oh, well, I guess it's just me now. All right. My last words are this. Do what you want to do with your
Life. Her shit ain't working. Go ahead, R Squared. Her shit is not working. She was standing right next to me. She came in here, started standing right next to me, and I couldn't hear shit she was saying. So you don't
have technical difficulties.
Go right ahead.
Technical.
Tech.
You want to say something, Maria?
Well, I would love to, all I've been wanting to say for the past few minutes is I never had gumbo in my life. And I would like to one day.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I know, right?
There's what the fuck wrong with... God.
Well...
Go ahead, R Squared. Go ahead and close it
all
out.
All I gotta say is that... Just don't make yourself miserable for the rest of your life. Don't think that just because you're at a 9-to-5, you should be happy. Because if you're not happy, do something different.
I agree.
Do something different. Do something with your life that's going to make you happy, make your whole life happy. If you're with somebody, talk with them about what you want to do. in life to make you happy.
Amen, my brother.
So with that said, there's more topics of conversation. The whole reason Dunstan and all of us are doing this is because he has a passion right now that he's pursuing, and he wants to do this because it's what makes him happy. So we're all here. We're all normal people talking about normal topics. Things are happening right now in life, and we're here to support him and make this an actual fucking show.
Preach.
Oh, damn. That was such a nice thing. I think I'm gonna fucking not cry. Oh, damn. No, that was, no, I really appreciate that. Y'all now know my government. I guess I can't go by King Swag anymore. But yeah, so once again, what is that noise? It's a dog and it's a baby, I'm assuming. And the dog is my dog and the baby is my baby. It's the Henny and the Tings talking, people. But y'all hear it. R squared, MJV, Henny Tings, King Swag. We out here and we was just talking about, what do you really want to do? What do you really want to be? Just to be honest with yourself. Like I said, I touched on the topic with Mr. John Cena, with Kanye West. What is it that you want to do with your life? What is it that you would like to pursue? Just be honest with yourself. It's okay if you want to work for the middleman and get paid by the middleman, get paid by the middleman. It's okay. No one is judging you for that. But just be honest with yourself. If that's not what you truly want, be honest with yourself about that. Okay? If you want to do something different, you have visions, you have goals, you know what I'm saying? It is okay. It is okay. But I think everyone needs to just be more open and honest with themselves instead of, I don't know, just living the same old mundane life. It just doesn't make any sense, man. But it is what it is, man. It is what it is. And this is all I gotta say to close it out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my homie Young Dolph, you know what I'm saying? 100, 100. Get paid, young nigga, get paid. Young woman, young nigga, young whatever it may be, get paid. It don't matter.
Money.
It don't, just make shmoney. Your money. Make your shmoney. Cardi B. Shout out shmoney. Cardi B. Look, hold up, pause.
Holla, Cardi.
Cardi B. Hold up. I didn't mean for this
she
to go.
She fucked him, further. Then got some money.
Was she fucked him?
Then got some money, yes. Fuck him, then they got some money.
I didn't know, but regardless, make that money. This man gotta go. Ski, ski, ski. R squared, you've been a blessing on the show. Love you. Thank shout you. Out my homie R squared. We can't touch on no more topic, but we're gonna do this again. Get paid, young R squared. Get paid. Holla at you, young boy. What you gotta say? What you gotta say, my son? Hold on. Shout out my son. Come on. D3, say something. What you gonna say? Say oh no. You want some candy?
Yeah.
Okay. You want some what does he not like? You want some salad?
Yeah.
You a liar. Get the hell out of here. You a goddamn liar. But anyway,
he's
to everybody.
A veg head.
He is, I guess so. But to everyone, thank you for listening. It's Henny Tings, your boy, King Swag, Henny Tings, MJB, Heart Squared. We out here. Thank y'all for listening.
Later.
Ski ski.